Well, for over 35 years, we have taken our kids, or now in many cases grandkids, to see the trains. And they've been at North Park lately. And of course, the great thing about the trains at North Park is they support the Ronald McDonald House, which does lots of good things. So this is one of our favorite times every year to check in with Joe Cumnock, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House, the beneficiary of those marvelous trains. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So is it 35 years of trains?
37 years.
Wow. That is, yeah. That becomes a tradition. And now you've settled in because you were nomads for a while. It was always a challenge to find out where the trains were going to be. And I remember taking the kids to Galleria, but you've been settled in at North Park the last few years.
We have. I think it's been over 20 years now.
Oops. Time flies.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to talk about Ronald McDonald House, but tell me about the trains. Where are you now? Because the locale does move around a bit.
It does. We move around a lot. This, I think, is the best space we've ever been in. It's the largest space. We are between Macy's and Dillard's on the first floor, right across from Starbucks.
So you've got great walk up. There's parking, I guess, right behind you, pretty easy.
Yes. Yes.
And a big look. So what's new?
So we have added one of my favorites is the Lego table, which was all hand put together. I think they started in August building this to put it all together. It's a very cool display, all Legos, Lego train, everything is Legos. And we also have a reproduction of a 1927 scenic Lionel Railway that is very cool. So lots of new elements. We've added just more feet of trains because it's a larger space. So to fit the perimeter, there's just a whole lot. And it flows beautifully. Every element we've ever created for the trains, we've got on display this year.
And it's wonderful for kids. But, you know, I would guess that you benefit, and maybe even more this year, I mean, by the locale, but there are lots of train junkies out there, lots of adults who I'm sure show up without children.
There are. There's a lot of trains enthusiasts. You know, our honorary chair this year is Brent Ryan, and the Ryan Company has been supporting the trains as one of our top sponsors for quite a number of years. And he is a huge trains enthusiast. He's got his own train sets in his home.
He does.
So he does.
We will ask him about that. I heard that. So what kind of numbers do you think you do? What? How many people see this over the period?
Oh, I'm going to. So usually it's somewhere between 40 and 50,000. I think we're going to be 60,000 this year. Our numbers are way up already. We're trending really well this year, the best we've ever done. So I'm hoping that this is a record-setting year for us, which we need because we are as full as we've ever been at the Ronald McDonald House. And so this support comes at an important time for us.
Well, and the house is big. I mean, it's you've got, 75,000 square feet. You've got 77 bedrooms.
You 77 regular rooms plus 6 transplant apartments and 6 long-term stay suites. So a total of 89 rooms. And we hit a full 100% occupancy a couple weeks ago. And since then, we're staying in that 90 to 100% occupancy. It is just super, super full.
Well, and so again, talk about the cause here. It's being billed as the sort of a home away from home for families that need it the most, families that have children that are being treated for just terrible, terrible things.
Right. Yeah. So if, you know, our families are all traveling at least 40 miles to get the medical care that they need at one of our Dallas area hospitals. We're fortunate in Dallas to have some amazing hospitals and physicians. And as a parent, you will travel anywhere you have to get the care that your child needs. And so oftentimes that brings families from all over the world that come to Dallas. I was communicating with a parent just yesterday that's traveling here from Italy to get care for their child. So, but the majority of our families are coming from within the state of Texas and our surrounding states and then the U.S., but really you'll go wherever you need to.
But doing a job like that, I mean, you're more than just a hotel because, I mean, these are people that are seeing things they never thought they would have to live through before. And I would guess you got to help them through it.
Right. And I think, truly, the best part well, a couple best parts about staying at a Ronald McDonald House. One is that you're able to keep your whole family together, and you're here and you're supporting the patient, but you're not displaced as a family because everybody can be here together. But second, it's meeting the other families who are staying here, and they really understand what you're going through because they're going through something very similar. And oftentimes they'll meet somebody whose child has the same diagnosis, or, you know, somebody's waiting on a heart transplant. They meet a family whose child has already had a heart transplant, and they become very quick friends, and these friendships last for a lifetime, and they provide that support that these families need and the hope that they really need when they're going through something like this, because they see other families and they learn from them, and it gives them that optimism that, okay, they've been through this, they've gone down the same road, I can do this as well.
Your burden is, I mean, there are lots of other Ronald McDonald Houses around the country, but I mean, your burden is, you're a major hub, an airline hub. You've got in great medical facilities, and so you become a magnet. I mean, you're talking about people coming from Italy, and I can you grow this big enough to take care of the demand?
Well, that's you know, we expanded 5 years ago, and we're now trying to figure out how do we expand again to keep up with the demand, because we turned away families again this summer, and actually over the last several weeks we've been turning away families. So we're looking into that and exploring what our options are and how can we add more rooms to serve more families.
And would you add them there? Because the other thing is, this community in particular keeps growing north. And I would guess that you're getting more and more people driving north, you know, driving south to get to you.
Right. Yeah, we're looking at certainly expanding in Dallas, but also then trying to figure out how do we better serve the northern community. So we're looking at both. You know, we do have a family room at Scottish Rite in Frisco, and we're giving out hospitality bags at Cook Children's in Prosper and Texas Health or Medical City Frisco, and then also at Texas Health Frisco. So, you know, we're doing a lot, but we need to do more because the need is high.
This is a 24-hour operation. I mean, the overhead must be enormous.
It is a 24-hour, you know, we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so we have to be staffed at all times, you know, and you think about all the things that you go through at your own home. We go through that times 89 families every day. So it does take a lot to make this operation run. And the services that we provide for our families are 100% free. These families already have out-of-pocket medical expenses, often a loss of income because they're not working. They have travel expenses. So we're not going to add to their financial stress. So everything we do for these families is completely free. So that's what makes events such as the Trains at North Park that much more important, because that's how we get the funds to be able to do what we do for them for free.
I know you get a lot of volunteers that help out for the trains every year, but what about at Ronald McDonald House? Can you use volunteers, or is that just too specialized?
Yes, we utilize volunteers every day. Our front desk is volunteer run. We have volunteers who volunteer in the kitchen to help support the cooking groups that are coming in to cook the meals, which we always need more groups to come in and cook for our families. That helps keep our costs down. And so they come in, and, you know, we have a chef who plans the meals. They just pay a small fee, and they come in and get to prep, cook, and serve the families. So that's a fun way to come and volunteer.
All right. So the trains are up, certainly through Christmas, through New Year's?
Through January 5th.
And you're on the, what I like to think of as the Central Expressway side of North Park now, right?
That's right. It's a really a great location and truly such a fun exhibit this year.
All right. So you get tickets online. Do you reserve time periods too?
No, we did that during COVID, but we don't have to do that now. And it's a large space, so we're able to accommodate most everybody. Sometimes during, you know, first thing in the morning when we first open, there's occasionally a line. But, you know, other than that, you can buy tickets on site as well. Show up and you didn't do that before you get there.
All right. Well, we'll see you. And I'll have a 2 and a 5-year-old in tow. Joe Cumnock is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House. Good to spend some time with you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.